So greetings in our Lord's blessed name, a blessed morning to everyone. Before we begin our third devotion, let us come, we go before the Lord in prayer. Let us first pray. Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, how we thank thee, we can gather once more even to hear thy word. We pray also for thy Holy Spirit's guidance. Lord, without thy Holy Spirit be our teacher and guide, and also grant us attentive ears, receptive hearts as we hear thy word, to obey what it says. And especially so, to be able to live lives that are holy and pleasing before thee. We also commit this topic on remembering God's guidance before thy hand. We pray all this, giving thee praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So the title of our third devotion is Remember God's Guidance. That is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 23 in the verses that you have read from verse 1 to verse 13. Now, in life, we all have to make decisions. Now, for you all are in institutions of higher learning. Very soon, after a few years, you will graduate. Then you have to make decision which vocation you want to follow. And probably you join a company, which company you want to join. And some of you may be considering life partner. So you also have to decide who you want to marry. Then when you get married, you have to make decisions with your wife or with your husband. And then after that, when you have children, you also need to make decisions for your children. So decision-making is actually a lifelong process. It is part and parcel of our life. Now, decisions that we make will have impact in our lives. So poor decisions will affect us, sometimes affect also people around us. So we all desire to have good and wise decisions, to make good and wise decisions. Now, before, as unbelievers, how do we make our decisions? Sometimes we decide on our own, sometimes we also seek advice, and this is from mostly our loved ones and maybe even close friends. And sometimes we also look at the world, we seek wisdom that is from the world. But the problem with wisdom that is from the world is it is also from man. And man, we know that knowledge is finite, it is also fallible. So if we trust in worldly wisdom, there is no guarantee that the decisions that we make will bring about good and will also be beneficial to us. But after we become believers, we are now children of God. We have access to our Heavenly Father. So in fact, our Heavenly Father delights in us coming before Him to seek wisdom from Him in decision making. And this divine wisdom, or so-called godly wisdom we seek, is always the best. This is because we know that God is all knowledgeable. He is infinite in His knowledge. And at the same time also, He desires always the best that is for us. So divine wisdom is definitely the best. But how do we go about to seek divine wisdom? So here we will learn from the example of David. When he was faced with a very difficult decisions, he always sought the Lord. So we will learn how he sought the Lord. And in this, he always remembered God's guidance from him in the past. Many an occasion, even before chapter 23, he had met with difficult situations and he had sought the Lord's guidance. And the Lord gave him direction and then delivered him. So here he remembers this again. And we will also learn how we can actually remember God's guidance for us. And this will help us prepare us what we should do whenever we are faced with difficult situations, when we have to make decisions. So there are three important aspects that we can learn regarding this. First, when we remember God's guidance, this will help us to remember our need to pray. Now look, this is in verses 1 and 2. So when we remember God's guidance, it will help us to pray. This means we will go before the Lord, seek Him in prayer. And this is especially so when we are troubled, when we do not know what to do. Now look at verse 1. Verse 1, the background to verse 1 is that in the previous chapters, Saul had already found out that David was going to be king. So he became jealous and he sought to kill David. So David was on the run. He went from place to place. So in chapter 22, verse 5, it tells us where he was last at. And this would be the forest that is in Haref. So here, verse 1 starts from that. And here we find that there is a group of people who came to seek after David. And this group of people asked David, saying, excuse me, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah and they rob the threshing floors. So this group of people came from this city called Keilah, and it was nearby to the forest of Hereph. They came to see David. Now, who are these Philistines? They are enemies of the people of Israel. And constantly, they would be a constant pawn to the people of Israel. They conducted raids within Israel. And this city that is in Keilah, Keilah actually means fortress. So this city of Keilah, it is close to where David was. Excuse me. It was also one that is right at the border between Philistia and Israel. So if it's at the border, you'll be prone to a lot of raids. Constantly they will come and raid. And in this situation, notice verse 1 says, and they robbed the threshing floors. Now this means they stole the harvested grain. So these people came, they were asking for help from David. And David, though he was a fugitive on the run, he always cared for the people of Israel. He had this intent to be able to help them. But should he go forth to help the people of Keilah? So the next thing we find is the first thing David did in verse 2. He did not make any hasty decision. He did not just go there, ask his men, just go and attack Keilah. Verse 2 says, he inquired of the Lord. That means he prayed to the Lord. He sought the Lord. And he remembered in past occasions how also he faced with very difficult situations. He sought after the Lord. So he said, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord indeed answered him. And the Lord said unto David, go smite the Philistines and save Keilah. So the direction given to him is very clear. Go to Keilah, smite the Philistines, that means destroy the Philistines and deliver Keilah from the Philistines. Now, the same also goes for us when we are faced with situations where we need to make decisions. We also ought to go before the Lord, seek wisdom and strength from him. And he will certainly direct our ways. This would be either through his word or sometimes even through holy people whom God brings into our presence. For example, a counsel from our pastor or even people who are more spiritually mature from us. So we need to go before the Lord. But the next thing, the next aspect that we can learn is that after the Lord has given you direction, then you need to obey the Lord. Follow after the direction that God has given you. And we see this in verses 3 to 5. Now, verse 3 tells us the reaction or the response of the men of David. Naturally, David would have told his men to go with him. So this was the response of David's men. They said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? So the reaction of the men of David to David's call for them to go to attack Keilah was that they thought it an unwise decision. So it's like them telling David, we are already trying to run away and hide from Saul. We have very problems hiding from Saul. Now why should we stir up trouble with these Philistines? If we go there and attack Keilah, then Saul will get to know of it. And then he will get to know our whereabouts. He will know that we are in Keilah. He will come and seek to kill all of us. So that was the logic that they actually gave David. And to David, when he heard this, he was very patient. He listened to what they had to say. What they had to say actually made sense in the humanly manner. So it caused David also to have a little bit doubt then. But notice the next part, David in verse 4 inquired of the Lord again. So that means he sought the Lord once more. And the purpose of him seeking the Lord this time is to confirm or affirm the Lord's direction for him to go. That is to go and attack Keilah. So the question is it okay sometimes to seek the Lord? If we prayed, the Lord has indicated to us direction. Is it okay for us to go before the Lord again to seek counsel from the Lord, to seek direction? It's certainly okay, especially if you are not sure, if you are unclear, then go, persevere in prayer, and the Lord certainly will make clear to you that that is the path that he wants you to go. So in verse 4, the Lord answered David. He inquired of the Lord answered him, "Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand." So here is very clear, the Lord confirmed to David that it is his direction for David to go to Keilah with his men to relieve Keilah. And on top of that, he also gave David one assurance, and that is David will have victory over these Philistines. Now, sometimes when we seek wisdom from the Lord gives us a certain direction to go. We will also hear voices from the world. This will be voices from other people, maybe our friends, sometimes even our loved ones. And the advice given to them may be contrary to what the Lord has actually directed us. But we must always continue and obey the Lord. That means follow in the Lord's direction, no matter how these voices are appealing to us. So here, in verse 5, David continued to obey the Lord. So he and his men went to Keilah, fought with the Philistines, brought away their cattle, smote them with great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. So he obeyed the Lord in this. So he went with his men, and the Lord indeed gave David victory. And this he fulfilled his promise in verse 4, "For I, the Lord, will deliver the Philistines into thine hand." So notice, whenever you seek the Lord, the Lord gives you a direction to go, what to do, then we should follow through it. No matter what other voices sometimes may try to influence us to deter us from following the Lord. Now, the third thing we ought to learn is that in verses 6 to 13, the rest of the verses is that we need to continue to trust in the Lord. Now, sometimes when we follow the Lord's direction, follow the Lord's advice, and then we do what the Lord tells us, we will run into problems. And that is sometimes tests given to us by the Lord. So we need to persevere. We need to continue to trust the Lord in this. So here in verse 6, you find that there is this person, Abiathar, coming to David. Now, Abiathar, and it came to pass when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. Now, who is this Abiathar? He is the son of Ahimelech, the high priest. Now, previously what happened was that Saul actually had killed Ahimelech, the high priest, as well as all the priests in Nob, because he thought that they were actually helping David on the run. So the son Abiathar managed to escape, and then he sought refuge with David. And notice here he came with an ephod in the hand. Now this ephod is the costume for the priest. It is the priest's garments. And the significance of this ephod is that it has this Urim and Thummim, which is used to discern the will of God. That means they go before the Lord using this Urim and Thummim, which is something like dice. It is able to ask of the Lord which direction to go. So in verse 7, the inevitable happens. Now, what previously the men of David warned David about came through. So notice, it was told Saul that David was come to Keilah, and Saul said, "God had delivered him into mine hand, for he is shut in and entered into a town that had gates and bars." So exactly what the men of David warned David, that Saul will get to know of it. And this happened. Saul heard of it. And then notice Saul was very presumptuous. He said, "God had delivered him into mine hand." This is as if he was thinking as if God is actually on his side, when God was against him, because he was actually sinning against the Lord. So, and in fact, he also said he was very sure that he will capture David, for he's shut in, entered into a town that had gates and bars. And Keilah, as you recall, the meaning of it means citadel or fortress. That means it's a fortified town with all the gates around, walls around. So he thought that if I go there, I can besiege this town, and then David will be trapped within. So Saul called for the people to war, go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. So he got his men ready, going there. And verse 9, Now David goes to Abiathar. So he knew that Saul practiced mischief against him, that means planned evil against him. So he said to Abiathar, bring hither the ephod. Now bring the ephod here means he is going to discern the will of God. He's going to go before the Lord again, and this time using the Urim and Thummim in order to discern the will of God. So verse 10, David goes before the Lord and prays. He said to the Lord, thy servant had certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. So here he brings his problem before the Lord. Now notice here, he does not blame the Lord. It's not like he said, I obeyed you, Lord, but then now why does this all these problems come upon me? Then it would be like, here he continued to trust in the Lord despite this. So he laid before the Lord and noticed his compassion for the people. He said, come to destroy the city for my sake. So they are going to destroy the city because David is there. So he actually cared for the people. He cared for the safety of the people, not so much for his own safety. Then in verse 11, he asked the Lord two questions. First, will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? In other words, will they betray me? Will they deliver me up when Saul comes? And then second, will Saul come down as thy servant had heard? So in other words, will he come after he have heard that David was in Keilah? So, O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. And Saul, the Lord answered the second question, Saul will come down. But David persisted in verse 12. He also asked the first question again. Then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver thee up. In other words, here he said that this men of Keilah, definitely they will betray you. They will deliver you up. So hearing this, David must have felt very disappointed. He had risked his life and the life of his men to go to Keilah to save them. But now when it came to their survival, they will rather put David up. Okay, they will save themselves. Nevertheless, David had heard now the counsel of the Lord. So what will happen? So verse 13, he took the counsel of God, and then David and his men, 600, departed out of Keilah, went whithersoever they could go. In other words, they went and sought refuge to hide elsewhere. David continued to trust in the Lord continued to guide him. And finally, we find in verse 13, Saul heard that David had escaped, so he forbear to go. That means he stopped pursuing after David. So what can we learn from this life of David in the difficult decisions that he had made? Every time when he encountered situations like that, he remembered the past, how God had delivered him, how he sought the counsel of the Lord. And then it taught him, it reminded him he needed to pray. So notice that he prayed to the Lord, he sought the Lord, he went before the Lord, and the Lord provided the answer to him, which direction he should go. But after you receive this answer from the Lord guides you, then you must follow his guidance. Sometimes we are reluctant to follow his guidance. Maybe we hear voices from the world. Maybe people even close to us tell us, hey, this is not a good decision. I suggest to you a better decision. Or sometimes, maybe the Lord tells us to go in a certain direction. Though we ask, we are afraid. We are afraid of what will happen. Then we hesitate to go. But here, we must always remember that we must follow through. We must continue to obey the Lord. There may come difficulties and troubles. Even though we obey the Lord, we also still need to continue to trust in Him. And He will certainly guide us because He's our Heavenly Father who loves us and who cares for us. I'm sure you all have faced difficult decisions in your past. For myself, many years ago, I was working as a research scientist. So I was in this institute. It is the first institute where A-Star actually developed from. Okay, so I was there. And the way the institute is run is that the director will decide his staff to be deployed in different labs, which lab to go to. So somehow, that time I was in my previous church. So somehow I was assigned to this lab that was involved in research on evolution. So I had to do all these experiments and then write papers supporting evolution. But every time I did that, I felt a conviction of my heart. I felt vexation of spirit doing all these things. So I felt very troubled. So the first thing I did was then to seek after church leader in my previous church. My previous church was a Braddon church. There is no pastor. So there is only elders. So I went to this elder. He was also an academic. So that means a professor. So I think he was very concerned for my job. So his advice to me was that so long as you believe in your heart, never mind, these things you do is okay. So long as in your heart you believe in creation, then these things don't matter so much. So I was actually very relieved at that time. Oh, I don't need to confront, don't need to do anything, just continue on. So I continue on, but never felt any peace. So every time these things happen, then I felt very troubled. So thank God, through circumstances, God, the Lord brought me to Calvary Pandan to worship. And this was another because of charismatic practices in my previous church. So I came to Calvary Pandan. So I went to see the late Dr. Toh. So he was senior pastor. And after I told him about the problems that I faced, that what I was doing, then his solution was very simple. He just say, just tell your employer and then trust in God. So I was very afraid. So how do I approach my employer? Then will I lose my job? Okay, so, but thank God, God gave me the courage to do so. So I approached my employer, the director, and then I told him that I cannot continue in this kind of research because it is against my faith. I don't believe in evolution. I believe in creation. But by the grace of God, they allowed me to move to another lab that doesn't deal with this evolution. And having moved that, I was thankful to God for his provision. After this, my heart became more at peace. So whenever we face all these difficulties, sometimes the natural tendency for us is to solve our own problems or to ignore the problem. The important thing for us is go before the Lord. He cares for us. He loves us. And he will certainly hear whatever problems that we have. And he will certainly give us the direction what we should do. So as we learn from this lesson from the life of David, may we learn also to be like David. Notice that even in this chapter, he went before the Lord. Not once, but three times. Every time he was unsure, he went before the Lord. So it is important for us to go before the Lord. I'm sure maybe some of you may be facing difficult decisions, or maybe in the future you will face difficult decisions. Try to remember and recall how the Lord delivered you from the past when you actually went before him. So this will help you focus and help you know what to do when you have to make decisions. So may the Lord guide us in this. Let us pray. Our gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, how we thank thee that thou art our Lord and our Savior. May it help us to submit always to thee. And whenever we face difficult decisions that we have to make, that we do not know what to do, or that our hearts be troubled, help us always to turn to thee and seek wisdom and also strength as to the path, correct path to take, and help us always, even in our decisions that we make, to be able to honor thee and give all the glory to thee. We thank thee for this time that we can have, even in our devotion. For all this we pray and give thanks in Jesus' most precious and holy name. Amen.